أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومزاجه من تسنيم عين يشرب بها المقربون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained certain great ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in between, Allah brought this ayat that it is in those ni'mat that a person should vie with one another, should compete with one another. From there, ulama have deduced, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, has written that even the household folk, they should vie with one another. That, for example, one person is reading so much Quran Sharif, the wife, the husband should try and read more than her. Husband is reading so much, the wife should try and read more than that. All should compete with one another, how much more we can read Quran Sharif, Nafil Namazes, in all the effort of deen. We should vie with one another, and it is for that reason that Allah has put us here to prepare for the Akhirat, and we should not become unmindful of that. We should be preparing for that all the time. Further, Allah Ta'ala again explains those things that Allah will give to the people of Jannah. We read previously that Allah will give that pure drink, rahiq, which is a pure drink of Jannah, and it will be a seal with the seal of Jannah also, and that will be makhtum, it will be sealed, khitamuhu misk, and it will be musk that will be the seal that will be put on there. Further, there will be another drink also, وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمُ, or uski maloti hai tasneem se, and there will be a drink that will be mixed, that will be flavored with tasneem. Tasneem, according to the rivayats of hadith, is such a fountain in Jannah that no person can ever imagine what it will be. Also, it appears that it will be like a waterfall that will be coming, water from the top coming down, and it will be very pure, and as a person drinks it, his whole body will be scented. There will be scent that will be coming out from his whole body, and the taste of it also is unimaginable in this world. So that will be given, and that drink will be either from the waterfalls, or it will be عَيْنَي يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. وہ ایک چشمہ ہے جس کے پیتے ہیں نزدیک والے. It will be a fountain, it will be a waterfall from which the muqarrabun will drink, those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, a distinction has been made between the salihin, the ordinary who are the righteous and pious people, who observe the commandments of Allah, stay away from Allah's disobedience, and those people who fulfill the rights of people also, and the rights of Allah Ta'ala also. And they are the salihin, the righteous and the pious people. Then there is a group above them, the muqarrabin, those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. Then we find also the abrar, who are also the righteous and the pious. But this drink, Allah Ta'ala says, will be for the muqarrabin, those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. So we understand from these ayat, according to the tafasir, that there will be one drink that will be pure, that won't have that flavor, and that will be generally for all the believers in Jannah. Then there will be a drink that will have this wonderful added taste of tasneem, and it will be a very special drink that will be given to those people. So these are the ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for all the righteous and the pious. And it's quite clear, nobody can go there and become righteous and pious. This is the occasion that Allah has given us, and nobody knows when He will leave the world. And the sooner we make sincere tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And today, in today's world, when there are attacks on everything, and even on our aqaid and our beliefs, and especially the beliefs of the unseen, or belief in Allah Ta'ala, belief in the life of the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, in Jannah and Jahannam. And the atheists are also making all efforts to take out people that they don't believe in the unseen. And this they make so common that we also apply it in our lives, that what you see or seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. Whereas we see that we get our rosy from our shops, We see that we eat our food, our stomachs get full, but what is hearing? That Allah fills our stomach. Not that what we see, but that Allah is the one who fills our stomach. So that belief, today it is getting corrupted very terribly with all the other beliefs in this worldly sciences, etc. Then our belief in deen and in iman and Allah Ta'ala has become extremely weak. And today even if a person just goes with iman, the correct iman, he will get high stages by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it is very, very essential that we worry about our iman and our family's iman, our children and everyone who are vulnerable to all sorts of targets from all directions all the time. So it is very necessary that we make an effort on our iman particularly. For that there are various efforts. Jamaats are going out regularly. There is we stay with the ulama, we learn from them our deen and the reality of deen. We go to a khanqah and we try and get the reality of deen there. And we bring these things into our lives. Otherwise our time will just pass and our iman will be corrupted. And then we will face a terrible consequence and ordeal then in the year after. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard our iman and that of our children and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.